Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So Jesus is teaching alongside the seashore, teaching in parables. And again, he's going to explain these parables. He explains the parable of the sower, and now he's going to explain the parable of the weeds. It's a kingdom parable. The kingdom of heaven is like, or maybe compared to, so we continue with this theme of the reign and rule of God through Christ and in the Holy Spirit in the world around us. Today we get a glimpse of what we call the now and the not yet. The now of today and the not yet of the time to come. The parable of the weeds. God knows what he's doing. I think that's something that we maybe in the back of our minds wonder sometimes when we see the world the way that it is. We wonder, God, do you really know what's going on? Do you not see how the world is? Do you not understand how sinful this world is? Can't you see that there's all of these weeds growing all around the world alongside the wheat? Can't you see? Why don't you do something about it? Notice in the parable, Jesus explains every single piece. Right, he goes all to the minutiae of every single piece. And he says, the field, let's start with the big picture. He says, the field is the world in which we live, the world in which we today live. And he says, the one who's sowing the seed, the good seed, the one who sows the good seed, as we learned last week, the sower of the words of the kingdom is Jesus. So here he's saying, the sower of the good seed is me, he says. It's Jesus, the Son of Man, the one who's standing before you and teaching you these things. I'm the sower of the good seed that grows. And he says then, the good seed is the children of the kingdom. Those who would hear the word of God, the good soil from last week's parable, the ones who hear the word of God receive it and grow and bear fruit. That's the good seed. And then he says the weeds or the tares, if you have the King James or one of the other different translations, the wheat and the tares is usually how it's called. It's a particular kind of plant that looks a whole lot like wheat until it comes to fruit, and then it looks way different. But you don't know the difference until they're fully grown, which is why this parable explains a lot for us. So the weeds are the sons of the evil one, and the enemy that sowed them is the devil. So we have the world as we see it today. And in the time of the disciples, it's not a whole lot different. And I think we need to understand that. The world that the disciples are living in and our world today are not that different. Yes, technology has progressed. People have spread all over the world. It's a little bit different in that sense. But you know what? People are people. That hasn't changed. People are no better today than they were back then. People are no worse today than they were back then. Now, we may question that and go, what do you mean? You know, today is so terrible. The world is falling. Yes, and it was for them too. Those Romans, those Greeks, you know, they did all of those horrible things. Well, it's not a whole lot different. The world is full of wheat and weeds growing up together, sometimes in the same congregation even. Dun, dun, dun. So you look around and you go, all right, which one of y'all are weeds? what the servants wanted to do. Right? The servants were confused. They said, why in the world are there weeds growing where the wheat is growing? This shouldn't be. And they questioned the master of the house. Did you not pay attention? Did you not sow good seed? What's the problem here? Why are there weeds growing in this wheat field? Why is there good among the bad and bad among the good? Because this is the world in which we live. That's why. Because the world is a sinful place. That's why. Because weeds grow everywhere. That's why. I know many of you are gardeners. You love to grow your gardens. How many of you have to struggle with weeds? And I know some of you have lawns that you struggle with weeds. Reuben used to say, a weed is just a flower that's growing where you didn't want it planted. Yeah, but sometimes, Reuben, weeds are weeds. Gramps always has a good joke. The devil is hard at work, sowing the weeds, planting the tares, making sure that we can't tell the difference between the good and the bad. And the servants of the master come and say, Master, we want to go and rip out the weeds. We want to take those and gather them in bundles and burn them. We want to do this because it shouldn't be this way. And this is where we have a problem. Because we often do the very same thing. We go to God and say, well, God, I want to be the one to call out every single sin that's in everybody else. I want to point out all of the weeds that are growing in this world, and I want to, with righteousness, proclaim the evil that's all around us. What does God do in this parable? Does he allow the servants to go and start tearing up the weeds? No. Why is that? Why aren't we allowed to go and tear up all of the weeds? Because we don't know the difference. We really don't. Oh, sure, we can point out blatant sin. But as soon as the finger points back, we go, well, mine's not that bad. At least my weeds have flowers. They look nice. But they're still weeds. Right? Sin is sin, no matter how you dress it up. And we can't tell the difference many times. We would be more of a danger to the kingdom, to the field, than we would be good. We would be more destructive than we would be helpful. And I think we see that. The church of God in this world is both wheat and weeds. We know that. The world is both wheat and weeds. We know that. What is the wheat's job in this parable? What is the wheat supposed to do? Simply grow. We sang in our hymn right before the sermon that the seed and this and then the full corn and then it grows and it brings fruit. That's the wheat's job. That's it. That's all the wheat's job. The wheat's job is not to tell the weeds that they're weeds. The wheat's job is not to push out the weeds because they think they're not there where they belong, and they're right. That's not their job. Their job is simply to grow. There's the old, those motivational posters that you see sometimes? There's one that always shows up in places, and it says, bloom where you're planted. Such a nice sentiment. But that's your job. Simply to grow and bloom, to produce fruit, the good works that we do in Christ. That's our job. And if we were to just do our job, boy, what a place this would be. But we don't. This is the now. This is where we live today. This is the situation we find ourselves in. Wheat and weeds growing in the same place at the same time. Neither can tell the difference except God. And we leave that to Him. As hard as that is sometimes, we leave that job to Him. To know the weeds from the wheat. And to know when to dig them up. Because He says, there's going to come a time, we're going to let all of this grow together, we're going to let the world be as it will be, and there will be a time, there will be a time, He says, it's the close of the age, it's the end of days, it's that great day of the Lord, the great and awesome or fearful or however it's described in the prophets as this great day of the Lord, He will do the reaping. He says, He will send forth the angels, and the angels will know. Because once the fruit grows, the weeds will be known. But it's not until the fruit grows that the weeds are known. See, this is the thing about with the tares, this seed called, I think in the Old Testament it's called darnel, D-A-R-N-E-L. It's this plant that grows, and it looks like wheat until it flowers and blooms, and then it grows these seeds that kind of explode all over the place, and they're these little tiny black seeds. You can't eat them, but they spread. But the wheat grows and produces fruit, as Jesus said in the other parable, sometimes 30, sometimes 60, sometimes 100 times what was planted. The wheat can grow and bring incredible fruit. The angels will know the difference. They'll see it. God will send them to do their job, and their job is to gather all of the weeds first. All of that, those tares, the darnel seeds, all of that stuff will be gathered up and then thrown into the fire. And notice what the wheat will do. The wheat, the righteous, will shine like the sun in the kingdom of their Father. That's the not yet. We're not there yet. We've not yet reached the end of the age when the reapers come. We're not there yet. And so as wheat and weeds that grow up together in this world, here we are, waiting, growing, producing fruit, sometimes getting confused about whether we're weeds or wheat. But we wait and we grow in the hope of that glorious day when Jesus returns and calls us all to be with Him forever where He is, and there the righteous will shine like the sun. That's the promise of God to each of those good seeds that have been planted, to each of the wheat that grows and produces fruit, the righteous will shine like the sun. So now here I want to say this. In Lutheran terms, we are sinner saints, wheat and weeds at the same time. Right? That's us. Sometimes we're wheat, sometimes we're weeds. Sometimes we grow, sometimes we just get tangled up in everything else. But the promise of the righteous shining like the sun comes through Christ. Christ is the righteous one that shines like the sun. And those who are in Him, the wheat that live in Christ, will shine like the sun along with Him in that great day of the Lord. Amen. And now may the peace that is ours in Christ guard and protect our hearts always in the one true Christ to life everlasting. Amen.